This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a tete-a-tete with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, Israel today. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of the India-Israel bilateral relations and discussed expanding cooperation in areas such as water management, agriculture, technology and more. The Prime Minister said in a social media post that he had an excellent meeting with Mr. Netanyahu. Addressing the Israeli Parliament, Knesset, in Jerusalem, Mr. Modi said, "It is a privilege and an honour to stand before the distinguished house." He extended the greetings of 1.4 billion Indians and the message of friendship, respect and partnership to the gathering. Prime Minister Modi offered condolences for the lives lost during the barbaric terrorist attack by Hamas on 7th of October. He said Indians feel their pain and share their grief. He added that India stands with Israel firmly with full conviction in this moment and beyond. The Prime Minister said, "No cause can justify the murder of civilians and nothing can justify terrorism." He said India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. He mentioned the 26/11 Mumbai attacks and the innocent lives lost, including Israeli citizens. He said India has consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards. He added that terrorism aims to destabilize society, to block development and to erode trust. He emphasized that countering terrorism requires sustained and coordinated global action because terror anywhere threatens peace everywhere. The Prime Minister stressed that this is why India supports all the efforts that contribute to durable peace and regional stability.
No cause can justify the murder of civilians. Nothing can justify terrorism. India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. We remember the 26/11 Mumbai attacks and the innocent lives lost, including Israeli citizens like you. We have consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards. Terrorism aims to destabilize society, to block development and to erode trust. Countering terrorism requires sustained and coordinated global action.
Mr. Modi said there is great admiration in India for Israel's resolve, courage and achievements. He called Prime Minister Modi a great friend of Israel and a great champion of the Indian-Israeli alliance. Mr. Netanyahu described Prime Minister Modi as not just a friend but a brother. He emphasized that trade between the two countries has doubled, cooperation has tripled and mutual understanding has quadrupled, signaling a deepening partnership between Israel and India. Earlier today, Prime Minister Modi received a ceremonial welcome upon his arrival. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, along with his wife, Sarah Netanyahu, welcomed Mr. Modi at the airport. The External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that this is Prime Minister Modi's second visit to Israel in 9 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today conferred with the Speaker of the Knesset Medal in recognition of his exceptional contribution to strengthening strategic relations between India and Israel. The Indian Prime Minister is the first leader to receive this medal, which is the highest honour of the Knesset, the Israeli Parliament. The award was conferred by Knesset Speaker Amir Ohana after Prime Minister Modi's address at the Israeli Parliament. The medal was presented in recognition of the Prime Minister's exceptional contribution through this personal leadership to strengthening strategic relations between India and Israel. The honour underscores the growing partnership between the two nations and acknowledges his role in elevating bilateral cooperation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasised the government's determination for expanding the capacity of indigenous defence industry for both local production and exports under Atmanirbhar Bharat and the crucial role played by Indian diplomats in realising their vision. And that is the end of this news bulletin.